This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, Wednesday edition. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, Ron Ness sitting in for Scotty today. I'm going to make you hungry. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, across the neighborhood, home cooking and grab and go convenience. You come in, hot, fresh, boom, take this and get out of here. Go enjoy. How about Valley City, exit 292? Swedish meatballs or lasagna today? They're doing wild rice hot dish up in Harwood. West Main Avenue, West Fargo's got Swedish meatballs or chicken tenders. They're doing the Swedish meatballs at 12th Avenue as well, and lasagna at 205 NP Avenue. Great fuel choices, great prices, always with the 4 for 4, the pizza, 20-ounce soda, couple of cookies, $4, four items every day at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. That's what they do. Ron Ness sitting in for Scotty today on What's On Your Mind. Good to have you, my friend. Let's talk to a congressman from North Dakota.
Absolutely. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is with us this morning. We've got a great lineup in the second hour this morning of the show. We got Congressman Armstrong. We got Jeb Williams, the Game and Fish Director. We've got the Lieutenant Governor. We've got a very special guest who's going to come back and start a business in North Dakota. So, Congressman, are you with us this morning?
I am. We just had a close-up group from Partial here. Kent Nonstead's wife had him out here, so it was fantastic.
Wow, nice. Good to hear that kids are coming back to D.C. Is the city open and happening, or is it still kind of weird?
Hello.
Can you hear me, Kelly?
Oh, I got you now.
I asked you if the city is more open and those school groups and everybody are starting to come back.
Yeah, it's more open. It's still, like, trying to get tours for people. They're booked out to, like, June. It's just ridiculous. Only D.C. could make something as cool as seeing the Capitol as problematic as possible.
Yeah, I hope the fence is down. Hey, Kelly, we got a lot to cover and not a lot of time to do it. So we got a caller on the line for you. Tim, are you with us? Tim, do you have a question for Congressman Armstrong?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. My question is this. Why, Congressman, are you and the other delegation from North Dakota here voting and spending money and sending our tax dollars over to a government that is corrupt, that is loaded and infested with Nazis, and that is persecuting, killing its own citizens, persecuting and killing journalists? Why are you doing this? Why are you steering us toward a war with a nuclear powered country? Thank you.
Well, first of all, if you're speaking about the Ukraine, almost none of that is true. It's just simply not. And I have no interest in putting American soldiers on the ground and going towards that. But listen, this is a democracy in a part of the world that has been really, really short on them for about the last 2,000 years, and they are in a war of necessity, and Vladimir Putin invaded them as a war of choice. And if we aren't going to support our allies in the world against our strategic adversaries, then I am not entirely sure what the other answer to that would be. But most of what the caller just said is absolutely not true.
Okay, Kelly, let's move on to some other topics. Thanks for that question, and you can continue to call with 258-0550 with questions for Congressman Armstrong. Kelly, big news happening this week and next week. We see the transfer of ownership from of the Coal Creek Station at Underwood to Rainbow Energy. I know people all across the region. This is a super, super big deal from where we were, I think, 2 years ago. Thoughts on that and what we should look forward to?
Yeah, I mean, my first thoughts are sometimes in this job and in this world of public service, you get to have the confluence of private industry, which I've just been firmly a huge believer in my whole life before politics, and personal relationships. I think this is a huge deal for energy in the United States. It's a huge deal for North Dakota. But what it really is a huge deal for the long-term survival of Washburn and Underwood and Beulah and Hazen. And they didn't get saved by some Wall Street banker or some private equity firm. They got saved by an oil and gas company that I grew up with, who I consider very good friends of mine, everyone from Lauren Kopsing to Ryan Kopsing to Stacey Chider. And they got saved right from Bismarck, North Dakota. And if anybody ever wants to, view why living in North Dakota is the greatest place in the world, this is really one of those success stories that I think we should be championing every chance we get.
Well, certainly, it took somebody like the Rainbow folks and all of the brilliant North Dakotans that they have working there and hardworking and the organization they've put together. It took them to step up, but man, it has been a Herculean effort by all of our elected officials, the congressional delegation, the governor.
Have on after me. He has been as active in this as anybody I know. Jessica Bell up there. There are a lot of people who worked really hard to make this happen, but at the end of the day, a North Dakota business saved a bunch of North Dakota communities. And I think, as conservatives and as people who believe the less amount of government as possible, we should really be championing that part of the message as well.
Well, and maybe a new model for coal-fired power plants to succeed. So, Kelly, we've got a number of questioners, callers. Larry in Bismarck, do you have a question for Congressman Armstrong? Make it quick.
The deal that was on that bid process. And the good thing I ain't holding my breath because I haven't heard anything yet. And
Larry, time out. You got cut off.
Larry missed the beginning of your question. Sorry about that.
Okay.
You can start your question.
Am I
over
on
again.
Now?
Yeah, you got about 10 seconds to ask your question because the calls are lighting up on the board.
People aren't happy with Armstrong, and I'm not either. They may have promised to get back to me, and they haven't been back to me. He asked for your vote, and he can't even talk to you. They can't even try to. He'll never have my vote again. And that's why there's a lot of people on there. They're not happy with that man.
Okay, we're going to move on to Tom in Grand Forks. Tom, you have a question for Congressman Armstrong?
Yes, sir. Do you know anything about the COVID vaccine and the cobra venom in the vaccine? Have you heard anything on this?
No.
Well, I think you better do your homework, because what's happening in this country with our American citizens, it's disgusting. And I think you better check into this, because there's going to be a lot of politicians in trouble if this isn't taken care of real quick. And one more question quick. I have relatives in the Ukraine, and this guy that just called about the neo-Nazis, that's very true, and what they're doing to the Ukrainian people.
Tom. Thanks for your comments today, Tom. We're going to move on to Stacy in Strasburg.
Hey, just a quick question, Kelly. And, the Project Tundra and all these carbon capture projects that are coming. So once there is zero carbon emissions from any of these coal plants, do you think the climate alarmists will finally leave us alone?
No. Unfortunately, I don't. Listen, this has been going on since long before I was born. It's how they continue to move forward. What we have to be able to do is convince, and I think the situations and things that have gone on in the world over the last, 6 months have given us a unique opportunity to provide reasonable, realistic ways in which we continue to provide American energy, which North Dakota does very well. We're going to continue to fight for this, but the environmental left, as I call them, will never stop on these issues. Our job is to convince.
Reasonable
Democrats and, more importantly, reasonable
climate change.
Yeah, it's about winning
it's
elections.
It's about making it more expensive for American energy so that China and Russia can sell their energy. That's what the climate alarmism is all about.
Yeah, and
I've been saying this for 3 years in D.C. The vast majority of this is either designed to win elections and, more importantly, to outsource our guilt. And it's a really bad policy, both from a national security standpoint and also as moving forward for a lot of different things that are important to North Dakota communities all across the state.
Well, and here, Kelly, here's why.
An inconvenient truth. Where Gallagher said that by 2015, in 15 years, New York was going to be underwater. Has that happened?
Yeah.
Does anybody go back and rewatch that movie?
Stacey,
we don't have to choose, right? North Dakota produces the cleanest oil and gas energy of anybody in the world. We have the ability. North Dakota is one of the only states in the world to, or one of the only two states to have EPA primacy when it comes to these carbon capture projects. And consumers, for whatever reason, are starting to demand more and more of this. I think that's our answer. One, we got to get better at telling our story, and two, we got to be able to deal with this in reality and not ideology.
Here's to the importance of keeping Coal Creek Station open as we move forward with, I think everybody's right, the push is on to end oil and gas, and $78,000 a ton for lithium today. It used to be $44. Price of an EV going up 2,000.
We don't produce any here when we could.
Absolutely. So these are huge issues. Congressman, thanks for taking a quick minute with us today, and we'll have you back another time. Thanks for what you're doing in Washington. These are fights we got to fight.
More What's in Your Mind is on the way. Stand by.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Jonas, tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
Scott, the thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number, I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. I have the fortunate experience of being a good friend with DJ, and I believe he has my best interest in mind. I think he'll always tell me the truth. I guess more than anything, Scott, I trust him, and I'm glad to do business with people I can trust.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
It's What's on Your Mind. Welcome back. Right. Ron Ness sitting in for Scotty today. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, Wednesday edition. Brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Fargo, Moorhead, Grand Forks, three great locations. And talk about a wellness team. It's wellness. I mean, every day made better in a Hot Spring Spa or a Finley Osana. Think of this. You want a, not a sauna, right? You want to get your sweat on? They can bring a Finleo, Minnesota made, by the way. They can bring a Finleo in, put it in the garage, and plug it into the wall. They've got the infrared options and the conventional, if you like water on the rocks. They have got, I mean, beautiful saunas. And anything for your game room or your patio, completely covered in Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. It's amazing what they can do. Really transform a life. Sauna will do it. A hot tub will do it. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Your wellness is worth it. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. That's the number 2.com. Ron Ness in for Scotty today on What's on Your Mind. Good to have you back, my man.
Well, thank you very much. We have got Jeb Williams on the line. Jeb is the director of the Game and Fish Department. Jeb, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for the invitation.
I need to have you on for a whole day. My phone has been lighting up all morning with questions for Jeb Williams. Jeb, we got about 7 minutes. Let's start with impacts of the storm on wildlife, deer numbers looking into announcing tags, and then we can move into a couple other questions, everything from the avian flu impacts on birds to lots of other things. So go ahead. Tell us what you know.
Yeah, it's going to be a mouthful in 7 minutes, right, Ron? Yeah, so we'll start with a lot of questions we've been receiving, too, and we've been having good discussions with the public here in the last couple of weeks with our public advisory board meetings, and a lot of those same issues have come up and had good discussions on the weather situation. And, you know, like many in North Dakota, it's obviously, you know, as many lifelong North Dakotans, we all know it's how hard it is to curse moisture, right? But timing-wise, it was kind of rough on agriculture producers, livestock folks, but, you know, also wildlife too. So we've been getting a lot of questions about what it means for wildlife. And we don't have any good data right now to actually show that. But we, you know, have some previous history of knowing what some spring storms do. And it depends on what you're talking about, but pheasants get mentioned a lot. Pheasants never do real well with these types of storms. They have ventured away from their good winter habitat when it gets to be this late in the year, in the spring. And so kind of catches them off guard, catches them in the open a little bit. And then pheasants don't do a lot of real well with a lot of snow, a lot of wind and ice conditions that we saw in some of those areas. So there's certainly some concern there from a big game perspective, deer specifically. The western part of the state did pretty well this year with winter, as far as not having much. So critters came through winter in pretty good shape, you know, pretty good energy resources going into the spring. And so that certainly helps big game when we're talking about a spring storm that hits in those areas. And so, you know, we have gone through the process and setting licenses. Unfortunately, we're going to be setting back approximately 8,000 licenses across the state. We've been on a pretty good increase and trajectory of increasing licenses going back from 2014, but it's going to be knocked back 8,000 approximately, and that's obviously due to the EHD impacts that we saw last year in central and western part of the state. So there's going to be certainly some reductions there, and but I think most people are understanding of that needs to happen, and fortunately in some of these areas we have pretty good deer habitat in these areas where the recovery and rebound can hopefully happen, you know, fairly quick. Now, one of the things we talked about last night, good question, at the meeting was obviously mature deer. There's only one way to get, you know, that 4 or 5 year old deer back on the landscape, and that's by turning the calendar over 4 or 5 years. So, but from a population standpoint, that'll fill in pretty well here over the next couple of years, hopefully.
Jeb, got a couple of questions coming in, and, you know, it's been turkey season. Nobody's really been able to get out. I do have some great news this morning. My brother took my son out, and they were able to harvest a big gobbler this morning. But any discussions, looks like another rainout weekend, any discussions on the possibility of extending turkey season?
Another discussion item that came up last night, and at this point in time, no, the department is not. discuss that. One of the challenges for us on that, Ron, is that, you know, in North Dakota, weather-wise, there's a lot of times always something, whether it's spring, whether it's fall. And so if the department does those types of things, it makes it challenging moving forward for other things when other situations arise to where we don't want to get in the habit of doing that and, you know, and getting into the situations of, well, you did it in the spring, now you need to do it for deer season, those types of things. And so at this point in time, no, there has not been any discussion of extending the season.
Jeff, got a question here. You're announcing there's going to be a reduction in the deer tags. I think that's expected. When will that come out? Because the deadline for deer apps is, I believe, the first week in June.
Yeah, so we're the deer proclamation right now is at the governor's office, and so, you know, we're within probably the next week or so, we're going to have all that information wrapped up, and, you know, and then obviously give people a good 3 weeks at least to get applying for their deer licenses and get that process going. So, that should be up and available here probably, like I said, within the next week or so, Ron, and give people a good amount of time to make sure to get those applications in and get ready for.
Does the avian flu transfer over to concerns in wildlife birds?
You know, there has been some concerns. There's, you know, again, with this strain, we're not exactly sure yet, but obviously there is potential for, you know, to impact on, you know, pheasants and turkeys, things like that. We obviously, I mean, the birds that we have been testing, the mortality has been the highest in snow geese, and it's not a population level impact by any means. Some of the other positive species that have shown up are some raptors. There's even been some eagles that have succumbed to the avian influenza, and that's obvious. And, you know, they're feeding on dead birds and those types of things, so that happens, and a person can naturally see how that happens. But, you know, at this point in time, you know, we don't have any.
Jeb. Do you think the moisture that we're gaining is going to help the lake and the boat ramp situation, or do we still a great challenge? I think we're down 15.
It's not going to hurt us. It's not going to hurt us by any means. There's no doubt, especially for a lot of our area lakes, it's going to help us a lot. Lake Sakakawea, again, it's not going to hurt us. It's some of that water might, you know, unfortunately, just pass through some of that area. But for this year, anyway, we're hoping by Memorial Day weekend, 32 out of 35 ramps are going to be up and available and ready for the public to use. So as of right now, we're sitting pretty good.
Jeb, you've done a great job in about 7 minutes. We got through this. You got through about half the list that I've been in texted in questions. So next time we're gonna have you on longer. But great to get North Dakotans the answers to these questions. And I suspect there's a lot more to come as we move into some of these fall seasons and people start getting questions on the deer numbers. And you guys get some of your pheasant reports out. I know out west, it seemed like the reports I got southwest is that the pheasants came through that first storm pretty good. Didn't really have that freezing rain first, then the big snow. So pretty concerned about this last storm. So, Jeb, thanks for what you and your team do. And get out and enjoy those great North Dakota outdoors. We'll be back with just an absolute fabulous story that you're going to love about someone moving to North Dakota, starting a business here, and telling us why North Dakota is such a great place and provides so many opportunities. So we'll be back.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or text 701-237-1590 for what's in your mind.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908. 318-0908 or ndestateservices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's state-owned energy company Gazprom announced Wednesday morning that it has fully cut gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria. Some are saying it's retaliation for their support of Ukraine at this time of war. The gas company says it's because Poland and Bulgaria refused to pay their bill in Russian rubles. Congress will hear testimony today regarding the border crisis that continues to get worse. One of those testifying, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels on Fox News this morning.
I read the plan from Secretary Mayorkas, and the first statement says it all. We inherited a problem from the previous administration. When President Trump was in office, we saw a manageable 400 migrants a month. Now we're up to almost 8,000 migrants a month.
USFL Football League Week 3 has two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday this weekend. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Scotty off today. Mr. Ron Ness hanging out with us. Lots happening today. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Gateway Building Systems. Online at gatewaybuilding.com. Gateway Building Systems is the region's design build leader. Pre-engineered buildings, commercial, ag. This amazing. I mean, they have offices in West Fargo, Jamestown, and Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Brock Benn, number one dealer. Just a great heritage and a great story. From commercial buildings to ag construction, seed treatment, even crane rentals. And they have used equipment as well. You can find out more on the website. Go to gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com. And if you have any questions, just ring them up. 701-293-7202. 701-293-7202. Offices in Jamestown and Fergus Falls, as well as West Fargo. GatewayBuilding.com, proud sponsors of What's On Your Mind, where Ron Ness is in for Scott Hennin today.
Very much, Kevin. We are hitting it all today. We're talking deer, pheasants, Congress. We're talking storm impacts. But this next guest that we have, I think is going to be of great interest to everyone. I met her a few weeks ago. She's got a blog that I did her show, and I thought her story was just phenomenal. Bella, are you with us?
I sure am, Ron. Thanks for having me today.
Well, thank you for joining us. And why don't you give our listeners a quick recap of how you your North Dakota story and what your plans are going forward?
Absolutely. So, from Minneapolis, Minnesota, I had been an outside sales territory manager, and up until 2009, when the recession hit real hard, I started a job search on Indeed. And actually found a position with National Oilwell Varco selling drill bits. Now, hindsight, did I know and understand what an oil boom was? No. What I am is hardworking, and I'm just a workaholic. And so I knew it was an industrial sales job, and I was super excited. Leaving Minneapolis, coming to the Bakken area back then, there was such a stark difference. There was such hope, optimism, jobs, activity. Everybody was really excited. So it was really exciting for me to come out there and be a part of it. I signed on. I got a job selling drill bits. Didn't really know exactly what that all entailed. All I know is that once I got up to the drilling rig, I found my home, and I was welcomed in for my political views. They also welcomed me for the statement that I made. I would rather be cold with money in my pocket versus warm and broke. And I just said that I'd lost everything in a divorce and came out to start all over. Well, they embraced me and my adventure, and they talked me into starting my own cleaning business. And so I started out my first year cleaning, I think it was 1,000 toilets. But the unique piece was I got taught how to actually start a business in the oil field. So the true American dream and spirit, right? And the interesting part, Ron, was, and I've always said this, my extreme need to be an extrovert and talk to people played into the fact that I learned how to do my podcast. And so after a day of doing my cleaning business, I would sit in my pickup truck and run my podcast, The Bella D'Angelo Show, a conservative talk radio program.
Bella, that's just a fabulous story. You know, so many segues there. A female from Minneapolis comes out to Williston, North Dakota, in the Bakken, and, you know, finds her home. It's kind of starting to sound like, a Kathy Nesset thing for all of us, that she came here and she found her love in North Dakota, and the people out on a drilling rig embraced her. So, you know, they urged you to start this business. And then from there, what transpired, and you left North Dakota, and now you want to come back again, right?
Absolutely. And a little side story, because Scott Hennen actually met me early on when I had moved out there. And Scott Hennen of the Flag radio station, who you're filling in for, he really loved my story and what I was doing. And my show was broadcasted on the sister station out of Tioga, AM 1090 KTGO Tioga. I actually did the Bella of the Bakken, so I told stories about the oil field, and it was a lot of fun. So 2015, so I'll finish the story. So 2015, crude bottoms, and I don't want to leave the oil field. I tried to work down in the Permian Basin. I tried to work in Oklahoma. But when the oil field crashes, it really crashes, and they don't typically need new sales or new vendors. So I moved back to Minneapolis, Minnesota, which is where I have been, and I never left the feeling of home. So I still consider North Dakota home. So I applied for a job, and I am moving to Bismarck in 2 weeks, and I also get to go back to the oil field and sell. And I'm still doing my podcast, which you were a guest the other week. Excited to move back home and hopefully try and inspire other people to look to North Dakota. You know, the uniqueness that North Dakota has, it's still like small town. It's very friendly, and it really embraces the American spirit and hard work, and there's a lot of jobs and a lot of opportunity out in North Dakota.
Bella, how about when you decided you wanted to start this business, probably not a lot of finances. Where did you find the help, and how did that come together for you?
That's the other unique opportunity. This never would have happened in a big city. I remember when I needed my first loan, I went to First International Bank and Trust in Williston, and literally telling my story, the banker allowed me to sign a note for credit. The gas station in Williston, I'm trying to remember if it was the Connecticut or something. The gas station, literally, I told my story, and again, with a handshake, they gave me a line of credit for my fuel account. And outside of that, I have to thank the guys up at the drilling rigs, because if it wasn't for their help and support to get me motivated to, remember, I was a one-woman operation, so I was running around. I didn't have HR, so I was finding all my own people and training them and managing them. But that's why I say it's a new space where you can get opportunities that aren't available other places.
Well, I think part of this discussion is about really trying to encourage people from not only across North Dakota, but across the country. We need workers in all industries in North Dakota, but specifically there are just some incredible opportunities, again, in the Bakken and in western North Dakota. What is the job that you're going to now be moving back to North Dakota to do specifically?
So I've been hired by a company called Clean Harbors, with their division called Safety Clean. So I am selling recycled automotive oil, lubricants, and other products. The exciting piece is my territory is the entire state of North Dakota. So I will be traveling up to Williston, down to Dickinson, over to Jamestown, up to Minot, and I'll be selling within the automotive manufacturing, but then also the service companies that are servicing the drilling rigs. So I'm just super excited.
Bella, where can our listeners find your blog?
They can find my blog at the Bella, B-E-L-A, Angelo, D-A-N-G-E-L-O show.com. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, Bella D'Angelo as well. And that's the other benefit. You know, the oil field really helped build the radio show. The things that I really assimilate within that culture, such as conservative political mindset out of these drilling rigs. And so the unique piece was being able to sit and visit everything and talk about the main topics of the day and be able to discuss them on the podcast. So I can't wait. The show's only going to grow. And like I said, I can't wait to get back home. And anybody listening, if you know somebody that's saying, hey, I'm really struggling to find a good job, good pay, I want to live in a nice, safe community, really seriously look to North Dakota.
Also, I think it's one of those things that's hard to explain to people unless we have somebody like yourself. But when you get out on a crew and on a drilling rig, it becomes a team and a family, isn't it? There's just always something special about they take care of their own out there, don't they?
Absolutely. There is a trailer that I put together. I had wanted to, and I still want to, finish filming a short story about the oil field, because as I've explained, it's a $24-7 million operation. And if you don't work as a teamwork, the crew and the rig don't operate. I had an investor come out and meet me, and I brought him out to three drilling rigs. And what he walked away from was he said, you know, these people really run like an organized unit. You know, they actually had productive safety meetings. You know, the honesty and the integrity of all the people. And, you know, that's why I say it's a unique place. And I know a lot of people kind of scratch their head and they say, why would a woman want to go out to the oil field? Well, there's a lot of misnomers about the oil field. The unique piece that oil field and that community gives is, as hard as you work, you succeed for your effort. And they don't prejudge. So even if somebody like me that showed up with just my Audi and my T-shirts, I mean, they saw the work ethic was there and what I wanted to do, and they gave me that opportunity.
Hard day's work for a good day's wages is kind of the way I always look at it. And, you know, those people get separated pretty fast, and the opportunity for advancement is there. But I think you are exactly right, is that the reality is, it's a great place for people to go, and the culture has changed so much. It's a high-tech industry, but also that safety discussion that you mentioned, safety is priority one out there on any of these operations. It just has to be. It can't be the way it maybe was a decade or two or three decades ago. You saw that every day, I suspect.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the regulations that are in place, we run a safer, cleaner drilling operations than we ever have, and the regulations. And so, you know, if outside agencies, the current administration would like to point to that we don't have a clean drilling process, we have more clean drilling process, the safety standard and regulations in place than any other country. I mean, a drop of oil on the ground is instantly reported versus if it's over in another foreign country, you know, it's not so. And the uniqueness that we have in this country is to become energy independent again. The struggle that you and I talked about, Ron, is we also need the workplace, we need the infrastructure, we need the investment. There's a lot of moving pieces to it. But hopefully, as this poor country continues to struggle with the purposeful decisions to move away from, well, we're not energy independent anymore, and it's the green new energy trying to be put down our throats. But I try to explain to people, if you got in a electric car in Fargo, specifically these last couple of weeks when we've had nothing but blizzard after blizzard, how far are you going to make it from Fargo to Williston? And a lot of people don't know, you actually need a 12-volt outlet to plug that electric car in. And I would say it's safe to say,
Bella, thanks for joining us today. We are glad to have you back in North Dakota. We hope you are extremely successful, and I suspect our paths will cross again many, many times. So best wishes in your new adventures in North Dakota. We're back to Lieutenant
Sorry
Governor.
For the run-on. Take care.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
PetroServe USA says, come on in, have a cup of coffee with us, or a cappuccino, or a fountain pop, any size, 49 cents. PetroServe USA. Big bag of the Old Trapper beef jerky, $12.99. Salted nut rolls, 3 for $2. Liquid ice energy drinks, 16-ounce size, 2 for $3.50. And a big 28-pack of water is just $3.99. Don't forget those tie-dye hoodies, too. Buy one, get one free. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On your mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. All those new Buicks, GMCs, and most of the 75 or so late model used vehicles that are all clearly marked priced to sell, various makes and models. In case you're more of an F-150 fanboy, or I don't know, whatever the ilk it is, a Ram fanboy, whatever. But new Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily, and they are taking orders on those new 2022 Sierra 1500s, which are starting to roll in. Check out more, SchwannBuickGMC.com. Tim, before the hour on What's in Your Mind, Scott handed off today, but ever fear, Ron Ness is here.
Well, thank you, Mr. Todd. We are wrapping up the show here, the last 10 minutes, and I think we've got the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota calling in. Brent, are you with us?
I am, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Brent, I don't know if you heard our previous guest, but Bella started a business, moved to North Dakota, started a business cleaning rig shacks and toilets, and I got a feeling you saw hundreds and hundreds of those situations when you were the mayor of Watford City.
Absolutely, and hopefully there's a lot more of that going on in Bowman now after what Denbury just did with bringing the oil activity back to that area. I know the Bowman activity is kind of leveled out, still a great town, but the county commissioners and mayor, they're excited about what might be taking place down there with injecting some more life into that oil field.
Well, certainly it's all about technology and commitment and investment and, sticking with it. That project, 12 to 13 years, they've been without really a penny out the other end. They've been putting their private equity into that thing. So you got to have a lot of confidence and in a very uncertain market. So good for them. They've deserved it, and they've put a lot of time and effort, and we know that. We've seen them do it. So they've been sticking to it. So, Brent, what's on your list? I know that I assume you're going to be a big part of the big celebration next week when Rainbow takes over the Coal Creek Station, and we can't thank you enough for all of the work that you've put into making all of those jobs and those communities have that opportunity to going forward up in that Underwood, Washburn, Garrison area.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. I tell you, it makes the job worth it to be able to be participating in a project like that. And it's something where you have all the desire in the world from entrepreneurs to take over a real productive asset that has value for all of us and providing that baseload power and all the powers that be within the government. Within the ESG framework we have today at Wall Street, we're pushing against it. It's absolutely incredible, Ron, to see how the flagship coal-generating power plant that we have in the state was so close to closing. And then, again, the entrepreneurs are ready to take it over, but they're not a utility. They're entrepreneurs that have a big background in oil and gas, but they also know how to sell power and make money worldwide, nationwide. And, they're willing to take a risk on this, and it's a big risk. All of a sudden, they've got this monstrosity, this billion-dollar plant that, as you saw from the CEO, from the previous owner, that's worth a dollar at this point because of all the headwinds. And so now we'll have new ownership and see what entrepreneurs can do with it. They've got all kinds of plans. They're very excited. Right now, that power is worth a lot more than it was 2 years ago, and it's been a long 2.5 years. But, yeah, it's an exciting day for the state, for the Underwood and Washburn area, for McLean County, and it's going to be quite a celebration the first part of next week. And we've got some other ones of these, some other projects being rolled out that are moving forward in what energy generation looks like in the future. And CO2 is a big part of it. And so, hearings like we've had throughout the state where people are questioning it and wondering about it, I hope they're seeing some positives with this Denbury announcement. In fact, there's a business buying the CO2, making a choice. And the CO2 is actually a product, a solvent to get more oil out of that rock. There's a real reason to do the CO2 capture and utilization. That's the future for our state, for energy production. And we also
and at the same time,
to concerns as well.
Just like all the hurdles that the entire team that it's taken of industry and state and everybody to get Rainbow across the finish line, Denbury's got those same challenges out there. There's a whole group of folks that are so anti-fossil fuels. You keep saying they're against carbon, but when you try and use it for enhanced oil recovery, they're all about, no, we don't want one more barrel of oil, and we're going to put up every roadblock possible. And those are the fights that, our congressional delegation and others have to fight every day, and all of us have to stand up and know how important that reliable baseload energy of any source is. So, Brent, what else you got on the docket in the next few weeks?
Well, we've got, like I said, we've got some other announcements with the projects that are ranging from the ethanol plant CO2 carbon capture to utilizing that CO2 to the coal project Tundra. I mean, there's a lot of exciting announcements coming. It just doesn't stop. And we've got another Clean Sustainable Energy Authority meeting round coming up in May. So we'll see what more innovation comes into those meetings. As you know, that was a pretty exciting round last time with with not only oil and gas flaring capture and oil and gas produced water projects being funded and CO2 capture from ethanol plants and from the coal plants. Look forward to what comes next. The hydrogen project's moving forward. That one's a really tough lift, but there's a need for the fertilizer, for the anhydrous ammonia. There's a need for all these products, and we're the place where people are coming to try to check it out and see what North Dakota can do about these challenges that society faces today.
There's a lot of consternation, a lot of questions and concerns out there about this carbon discussion that we're all having. But you know, the reality is that the world wants cleaner energy, but I think we can do it here in North Dakota. I think we can make that cleaner ton of coal and that cleaner barrel of Bakken oil. And your role in the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority is a big step on that in that regard. We're ahead of the rest of the world in this issue. So, Brent, thanks for being with us. We're going to wrap up the show for today. We've had a great list of guests. Thanks to them. Thanks to all the great questions, text. Todd, Kevin, thanks for your help today.
Hey, happy to help. Good to have you.
It's all good.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our 5 escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming.
MyPatriotSupply.com.